That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce. How are you doing tonight, everybody? Are you ready for tomorrow's Halloween? It should be fun. And it's up here where I am, of course, I'm in New Hampshire, it's going to be a wonderful night, an easy, fair, beautiful night. We've had some gorgeous weather here. And it's been like in the mid-60s, so that's perfect for me. So tonight we're going to talk about the lunar eclipse and what it's doing. But next week I will review what it's going to really do to your pocketbook. And I will have a lot of details next week. I just want to finish doing some research for it. So tonight we'll talk about the full moon that comes on Tuesday, November 8th. The Sun, Mercury, and Venus is on the Moon's south node in Scorpio, and they oppose the Moon and Uranus on the north node in Taurus. Saturn is in Aquarius and it squares this axis, forming a triangle of tension. The concurrent lunar eclipse will be visible in parts of Northern Europe, Russia, parts of North America, and Eastern Canada, parts of South America, Asia, Australia, Switzerland, and Italy. On a collective level, some events in the days leading up to and following the eclipse can be understood as a catalyst for substantial development. And that means that hopefully we're going to learn some lessons about truth and about what the eclipse will uncover because of the intense Scorpio. The eclipse occurs at the end of a long phase of struggles between Uranian renewal and Saturnian contractions that has repeatedly led to stalemates and divisions. Now an entirely new dynamic will come forth into play that clearly shifts the balance of power to one side, which I feel we have already, and that is power and control. The conjunction with Uranus and Taurus points to changes in material foundations and values. So weigh things carefully these days, especially in your financial investments. But if your goals are clear, then take action. We are balancing light and darkness, and we are in a process. And we're kind of early in this process. It's going to go on for 2 years. A solar or lunar eclipse is one of the most impressive natural phenomena that can be observed in the heavens. In the past, eclipses were sometimes seen as an omen for troubled times or impending disaster. A light-devouring demon or dragon was blamed for the spectacular eclipse of the sun. Today, now that we know how solar and lunar eclipses are caused, we no longer need to fear that light is fundamentally endangered. However, during an eclipse, the sun and the moon, the two central lights of horoscope, form a unique relationship. Therefore, astrologers attach great importance to the symbolic battle between light and darkness. Solar and lunar eclipses take place every 6 months, and each one carries a specific theme. Some brings blessings and insights, and others reveal omissions and errors that require correction. This particular eclipse will also bring buried truths, things that people have wanted to hide, out into the open. All of them will show you what lies in the shadow of your own life and what needs to be seen right now so that the soul can grow. In the eclipse horoscope, the author, Bernadette Brady, explains which topic the respective eclipse season entails and in which areas of life they will manifest themselves and how you can best use that quality of time. It's called The Eclipse Horoscope by Bernadette Brady. This book discusses at least one solar and one lunar eclipse. It also includes a chart drawing with the positions of respective eclipses in your birth chart. And that's where you want to look for everything. Where is it in your birth chart, and how will it affect you personally? So if you're going to be creating an upcoming event and you have a negative warning in your eclipse in your birth chart, you might want to rethink everything. They're very important because they're luminaries as well as the heartbeat of life. The sun is our soul vibration, the moon is our emotions, the mind, and the earth is our ascendant, our rising sign, our character and temperament. On an eclipse, they all align together, and this gives us birth and death. This is life. It's the heartbeat. The nodes, when we are born, brings us our destiny, tells us our life path, our karma, both past and present. Eclipses bring our awakening. The universe is always good to us and will support life as well as it can. The solar eclipse always comes first. And this is when the seed is planted. We, of course, had our solar eclipse on October 25th with this subject, with this group, and what is going to come for the next year. The lunar eclipse brings us endings, goodbye. What is to be manifested will get done. The lunar eclipse is a full moon and brings us the light. An eclipse reflects the Earth's shadow. What is hidden, things we didn't know about. It casts a light on the darkness, the secrets, and the lies that have been hidden. And there will be many coming out in the next few months. And some of them will be quite shocking and surprising to many people. This energy is truthful and is very meaningful. And it shows us what we can discover about ourselves and about what's been covered up in the world. It is rare for an eclipse to land on your birthday. But if you wish to know what the energies will bring and it lands on your birthday, think back 18 and a half years. As a matter of fact, you can do that now. Just think back 18 and a half years ago when we had the last eclipses in Scorpio and Taurus, and you'll get a sense of what this next year will hold for you. For example, King Charles was hit in the April eclipse on the Taurus eclipse on his birthday. And his mother passed, and he became king of the UK. So, how will this November eclipse affect all of us? I'm looking, and it's a very powerful day, besides being election day in the US. The full moon is in Taurus, and it's just less than a degree from Uranus. Something radically unpredictable is set to happen on this day. And it will not be positive. It will be a test in negativity. Expect the unexpected. Uranus is called the Great Awakener, a planet that brings us the future. And also, it's the planet of astrology. Two things beyond this world that you cannot yet explain. Uranus is the visionary seeing the future. What's new? What's about to be born? And what are we being awakened to? That's always the question. It's enormously powerful. Uranus conjunct the moon on an eclipse as well as the North Node. I'm telling you, we are about to be shocked. We are about to be surprised. It will truly be an awakening. I hear people saying, what is it? What is it? What is it? Well, only time will tell. But I do know that whatever the event is, it will have to do with leaders at the top, leadership with the country. And shocks can happen in many countries with many leaders. Meanwhile, Mercury in Scorpio conjuncts the sun and opposes the moon in the North Node. So, Mercury and the sun become one, and the sun emits the energy. Mercury deals with intelligence, opening the mind, communication, learning, and computers. Throw in Venus, and we are here to heal relationships. This is going to have something to do with relationships, untruths, and probably people trying to make up for their mistakes. It's always a very important purpose to life, the results of an eclipse. We're here to heal our lives, our country, and our planet. Most lunar eclipses involve Mercury because Mercury is close to the sun, but not exact, and not affecting the North Node. We are going to be healing in the chaos. We will be headed for a better place, but it won't feel like it, even though things are going to be very chaotic for a while. There will be anger, frustration, because Mars is retrograde now in Gemini, dealing with mass communications. There also will be a lot of cyber wars over the next few months, so be on the lookout for that. I think that what will be also included is rationing fuel, oil, and electricity. Remember, I told you last week that Mars is sitting right now on the chart of, I can't say that, Jinping's son, the leader of China. Mars is sitting right on it on November 8th. You know that Mars means war, chaos, aggression, and upset. Mars is moving retrograde today, the 30th, over this man's son, which is going to make him angry about something. He's already full of anger and rage. There's war being raged around the world, whether it's cyber or physical. We have got to come to a place of peace. We have to have an awakening. So we have Mars, Mercury, and the Sun, Venus, the Moon, and Uranus. Whatever is coming is huge, unexpected, and shocking. But this event will birth a brand new world. Now we're going to take a break and listen to the weekly cosmic tip. And then we'll be back, and I will tell you a lot more. So here we go, the weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of October 31st through November 6th, 2022. Yesterday, Mars began his less common retrograde cycle in Gemini, October 30th until January 12th, 2023. These 3 months are a good time to explore new ideas and areas where to put your focus and ambition. Don't believe everything you hear now, because Gemini likes to explore numerous possibilities before choosing a select few. The moon moves into friendly Aquarius on Monday, Halloween. The moon's conjunct to Pluto, while squaring trick-or-treat Mercury, is out to wreak some havoc. A lunar sextile with Jupiter, backed into Pisces, helps us joyously share some goodies with anyone who passes by. A sugar hangover could be in store on Tuesday, All Saints Day, due to a sequence of challenging lunar aspects, including squares of Venus, the Sun, and Uranus, before it finally conjuncts Saturn.
This could be a grumpy day, and our need for strength and security could lead us to harm with a friend with our words. Take a deep breath and find a strengthening affirmation first before you allow hurtful words to leave that mouth of yours. A smile and upbeat energy returns on Wednesday and Thursday with a lunar trine to Mars, Mercury, Venus, and the Sun, which brings vibes of inspiration, action, cooperation, and more important, understanding. The universe goes back to its old tricks again on Friday when the moon conjuncts Neptune and Jupiter in Pisces while squaring action Mars. This brings in chaos and confusion at the end of our work week as we begin to feel the energies of the lunar eclipse coming next Tuesday. A temperamental and arguing energy is in store for the weekend due to an opposition of Uranus and Venus along with a square with the moon in Aries and Pluto in Capricorn. People will be full of emotion in their political bid for power. I see a pushing and a pulling, an argument, a few upsets, and some very exaggerated lies. Saturday night, Sunday morning, we turn our clocks back to end daylight savings time. This always throws us off balance and can find a bit of crankiness for a few days as our bodies adjust to the changes. It's best to turn in early Saturday night to avoid the drama. The upcoming eclipse is heralded by a few days earlier by some passionate energies. The difference in these qualities could trigger a great creative process on one hand, but could also lead to disagreements in relationships in the other. Be forgiving of yourself and your family and friends during this time. Just be aware of it. A prominent lunar eclipse on November 8th shapes the quality of time for this month. The moon is in conjunct with Uranus and square Saturn. It's very likely that significant collective universal developments can be experienced during this time. Some issues that have been uncertain so far will now be decided because of new information that will be brought forth. Many of the USA election results will be very delayed. That process of counting votes will have its problems. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make an appointment or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. And we're talking about the November 8th eclipse and what it's going to do. Remember, this is ending. This is goodbye. It's the end of a situation. It stops right here. The bus stops here, as I say. Even though I see that it will be very, very difficult for some time now, through 2023 and 2024. Remember that birth is very difficult, and that's what's happening. We are birthing a brand new world. I know this is also a time of the USA elections with Uranus on the moon and Mars retrograde. Believe me, the elections will not go as planned, not at all. They should be extremely chaotic. There will be a sudden upset which will cause chaos. Now, this could be an electrical, among other things. What I saw was the election houses where you go vote closing down because the machines couldn't work because of electricity. That's what I saw in my third eye. So we'll have to see what happens. There will be chaos in the streets. You'll see it almost like a civil war, and it will lead to fighting, burning, and destroying property. People are angry. People are unhappy. And the truth comes out, and visions and the unexpected that's coming in is going to be tearing peoples apart. It's going to tear the lives apart and the countries apart. It seems that a lot has to be destroyed in order for something new to be rebuilt. I will have a lot to say to you this month as we walk through the month of November. November is going to be a very difficult month for everyone. More difficult than just about anything we've gone through since World War II. But we are together. So let me just say this and give everyone a pre-warning. This will truly be a time of crisis, change, revolution, and of course, transformation. So keep listening to the show, because at the end I have a surprise for everyone. I consider it a surprise. Completions and endings at the same time, the North Node brings. It brings new beginnings. This eclipse is the longest one that we've had in years. It's an hour and 20 minutes long and a total of 9 hours. It's a very long transit. I want to just repeat some countries, Scandinavia, I did say Switzerland, Italy, the north corner of South America, will be a great buildup of energy. The energy surges and it's held in. Something has to break because this energy doesn't have a way out. It's just held in for 9 hours, and then something will break. It could be political. It could be financial. It could be earthquakes. And it could be behaviors of people. Well, I'll tell you, it could be all of that too. It is the past versus the future, the old versus the new. November brings in a powerful change. This is your crescendo, the one that we've talked about all year. It's going to affect governments, corporations, institutions. They are starting to crumble. And that's the law. That's natural law. The eclipse is going to reveal so many hidden agendas. November is a pivotal month. Things are exposed to be in the open. As I said, they would be. The last 2 months of 2022 are going to be absolutely pivotal, argumentative, boisterous, accusatory, and difficult to go through. With the elections in the USA, there's going to be major fighting over who will take over the Senate and the House. The media is not going to let you know what's happening, but look around you. It's all coming out and being exposed, and some of it is pretty ugly stuff. What you are being told by the media is very different from what you can see. I think of that old saying, I know that's what I said, but that's not what I meant. Or the other one that we used to say, do as I say and not as I do. Gavin Newsom can take a lesson with that one. The eclipse season are 2 weeks between a solar eclipse. The eclipse season is between October 25th and the lunar eclipse, November 8th. In that time, which I call the time of darkness, there is always something going on that we can't see. And we are now in between with the eclipse season. We have the sun on the south node and the moon on the north node. What does this mean? Well, we just had the solar eclipse. And this combination in Scorpio usually means a change in leadership. The sun is the king, the czar, the president. The sun is whoever the leaders are. We have one change in leadership that we know of, and that's King Charles III. This energy brings in major losses in the world power. It happened in England. Two prime ministers were in and out in a day, just about. Italy had another change, too. As we have it coming into Canada and the USA, we're going to have a change in leadership in both countries. It's the same all over the world. Major disruptions, chaos, change in leadership. I see a change in leadership in Russia as well. At this time, it seems that the leaders of the world are not coming from a place of love or a higher consciousness. They all have agendas on hand. Whatever news station you watch, it doesn't matter. All this energy started in 2020 with the first Saturn-Uranus square, with the virus. There's going to be something going on. There's something up here. There's too much destruction going on in the world. We have refugees. We have homeless. We have the border crossing. We have financial difficulties. We have leader difficulties. And then we have wars. This eclipse, this lunar eclipse conjuncting Uranus, will cause sudden breakthroughs, realizations, transformation, and endings. Some of it will be with the medical profession, it will be very positive as we find cures for different diseases. All of this is working with Pluto, that is in the last phase of Capricorn, bringing in the endings. Pluto is the god of death. Death and transformation, that's Pluto, and that's what we're experiencing. Actually, we're going through a birth pains. And to be born is painful. And this is what's happening from now until the end of the year. There is so much going on. Mars goes retrograde today. Mars is the planet of anger, hostility, rage, violence. Of course, every time Mars goes retrograde, we are not necessarily consumed with this intense anger. But I believe that this Mars retrograde is different. It affects each country differently. And it strongly affects China and the USA. So remember that I said that. Retrograde planets always bring out something from the past. Why? Because they're going backwards. They are bringing up energy from the past. It's a time for repeating old habits and a time for review. Retrograde represents the three R's. Review, reflect, and revise. Not reading, writing, arithmetic. Review, reflect, and revise. Looking at what the past has produced in order to bring us a better understanding of the future and what we would like to create. So it's really, really powerful. I hope that you're going to be doing your meditations, because talking to your guides and working with your meditations is what will get you through this. It's time to take a break for the half hour, and I'll be back with a lot more information, so don't go away. I'll see you on the other side. Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. The number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
So I'm down and so I'm out, but so are many others. So I feel like trying to hide my head 'neath these covers. Life is like the seasons. After winter comes the spring. So I'll keep this smile a while and see what tomorrow brings. I've been told, and I believe, that life is meant for living. And even when my chips are low, there's still some left for giving. I've been many places, maybe not as far as you. So I think I'll stay a while and see if some dreams come true. There isn't much that I have learned through all my foolish years, except that life keeps running in cycles. First there's laughter, then those tears. But I'll my head up high, although I'm kind of tired. My gal just up and left last week. Friday, I got fired. You know, it's almost funny, but things can't get worse than so I'll keep on trying to sing, but please just don't ask me now.
That was Frank Sinatra with one of my favorite songs, Cycles. And it's a beautiful way of explaining how all this works, astrology and life, life on Earth. It's all one. We look at the future by analyzing the past. But that has to be done in the present. And that's what's going on right now. A lot is going on in our present circumstances throughout the world. So much is going on worldwide, and most of it seems negative. Right now, we are all in the eye of the hurricane, and we cannot see the chaos surrounding us. We're in the circle, right in the middle of it. We can't see the whole picture because of the transitional changes we're going through right now. Right now. And like Frank said, I think I'll stick around and see what's coming. People get depressed. People want to give up. They don't like change, and they don't like forced change, whether it's weather, whether it's politics, or whether it's our family. There never has been a time historically when we could really see the truth. Many people are denying it, but the truth is very clear, evident, and it's happening right now. And we are in the middle of being free with our traditions, with our family, with our love, and being trapped with you have to do this, you have to do that, or you're going to get excommunicated. That's what we're in the middle of. And we need to hang on to our freedom. Mars is retrograde, and it's going to bring out a lot of extreme anger and hostility because so many people refuse to wake up. What do I mean by waking up? My direction is always spiritual, the higher mind. I've written 10 books about developing your spirituality and strengthening your higher mind. What do you need to remember is that when you express anger, hostility, judgment, and hate, it will come back to you, just like a boomerang. Whatever we put out, whatever we project, will come back to us, always. What you think is what you get. This is the law of the universe, and this is the cause and effect, and this is karma. So, how can you expect to live a life of happiness when you are full of rage and anger? And so many people are. I've never seen anything like it. And when you try to reason with them, they can't look at reason. They can't look at changing their minds. They want to stay in their rage and anger, or they'll change the subject. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's really very disheartening and very frightening. And this has to stop. What I'm saying is that your life is you, not circumstances outside of you. In other words, if you're unhappy, look to see what in your own life is making you unhappy. Don't blame the world leaders or other people. Don't blame the negativity that's going on. With all that's happening around you, all this negativity out there, you're going to be prone to express these negative feelings. But you have to pull back. Ask yourself, what is our purpose here in life? My answer is, we're here to love and to serve. Part of it is to realize that we can't be sucked into these energies of this linear eclipse in this Mars retrograde. It is terrible energy. It's like getting caught in a garbage disposal. What do? It cuts you all up. So, Mars is retrograde from October 30th through January 12th. For us to review, by November 13th, there's going to be a change. Mars is in Gemini, and there are other planets that are going to join it, and we'll see much come out about our anger and our hostility. We'll see a lot of things coming out in the media. The media is bringing all of this to us. We take it in, and we experience the anger that's going on globally. Take that back. Don't let that happen to you. Stop. Take a deep breath and reject that. Reject the being pulled in to that swirling chaos, because you have come from a place of connecting with your spirit. And this is what this negative energy is trying to stop. They don't want traditions. They don't want love affairs. They don't want Christmas. They don't want Thanksgiving. They don't want the 4th of July. They want to change everything, to throw us off, to take away that which we love. But you have come from a place of connecting with your spirit, of loving your children, of loving your family, even loving your job. And that energy is connected to the God source or the divine. Call it what you will, but this inner energy is a part of you. This energy is nothing but unconditional, pure love. The spirit energy inside of you is love. It's a part of you. It's the part of you that gives light to the world. Forget all the politics and religion, all those rules and regulations. Those are man-made things that have been torn, that have been tearing people apart with judgment, fear-mongering, and wanting to separate people so that they can get their own way or they can get what they want. Additionally, politics and religion are one and the same. Why? Because they're attached to judgment, fear, and a conditional way of thinking. And this causes people to feel separate. Yes, we have some very good spiritual and religious beliefs. And we have some very good laws as well. but we need to change the way people look at others as right or wrong, based on their beliefs. We have come from a higher vibration. There's a third approach, not what this duality is all about. This duality is about I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm going to prove to you that I'm right and you're wrong. And when you tell me that I'm right and you're wrong, then I'll know you love me. That's third dimensional reality. But the higher consciousness comes from neutrality, comes from allowing, comes from watching and seeing how other people react. It's non-judgmental energy. It's a third approach because we are not separate from each other or the divine. This is true spirituality, the spiritual of God, divinity, the divine, whatever you call it. We all have this within us. We have the breath of the divine. Some people call it the Holy Spirit. Some people call it the God source. When you connect to this, you will feel free, you will feel happy, you will feel love, you will feel connection, and that others have a life too. You can experience joy, happiness, and grace, the inner peace that the divine wants everyone to feel. This is why we have yoga. This is why we have Tai Chi. And this is why we have other spiritual practices that are so helpful and so uplifting and so strengthening to people. We're in a critical time. This truth that's coming out has to be told because people are so afraid. Look at what's happening in the Ukraine and Russia. We are all concerned about nuclear war, but I can give you peace of mind. Here's your surprise, the one I promised you in the beginning of the show. I think we're being protected. I have been assured by my divine connection that nuclear war will never happen on planet Earth again. We are being protected. On November 13th, Mars goes back through Gemini until January 12th. This is the time when the truth comes out, and we will feel that many people have been accused of things that they really did not do. That's very difficult to hear, because how many of us can think somebody did something for 5 years and then they're told that they didn't do it, and how can they adjust that thinking? They have to find some kind of an excuse so they don't feel that they're crazy. It's important to know that the truth will come out. Strive to clear your mind. Get away from your political views and really concentrate on what the truth is. If someone is out there blaming and attacking others, get away. If someone comes from resolution, healing, balance, and peace, that's where you want to go, to put your mind towards. We do have a choice on what's going on and what we see and what we hear. There's going to be many, many stubborn people while Mars is going through this retrograde. The heart of the matter is, how are we going to be protected? You may not believe this because it's very unbelievable, but remember, I told you Uranus is the future, and Uranus brings us sudden, shocking, unbelievable stuff. But I strongly feel that there are space aliens in contact with our governments, and that we need to help right now from them because of the rulers of this world, planet Earth. They are not coming from a higher place of consciousness, not from awareness, from consciousness decisions. It's always about power plays, money, destruction, more than it is about growth and healing. Also, I believe that these leaders really don't realize the ugly power that they're dealing with, because they always say, do anything you want, but don't do it in my yard. Look at Martha's Vineyard, and you have the proof of that. We need help right now, and we will get it. Do you remember during World War II, after the bombing in Japan, how many sightings of alien ships there were? Why? Because when we set off nuclear energy, it's like a vibration of destruction that not only affects our planet, but the entire universe. And we're being monitored from outer space, from all the other worlds and all the other beings. We are setting off a kind of a power by those that are very ignorant, and the power is very dangerous. Why do I say ignorant? Because let me just say that any kind of civilization that kills people, murders, does genocide, is insane. To not be aware of the consequences of your actions and to not care about the intense destructive results is insane. Nuclear power will destroy the universe. It's like kryptonite in Superman. Change the vibrations of our solar system. It will disrupt balance and harmony, and it creates a very dangerous chaos, a vibration that will kill, maim, and completely destroy life for years and years and years, and it does it everywhere within its grasp. This is not okay by any means, and it must not be allowed. Most astronomers, astronauts, and pilots believe in universal aliens. With the billions and billions of stars in our solar system, it is very ignorant, and insane to think that we're the only intelligent force out there. Believe me, we haven't even opened our intelligence yet. We only use less than a third of our brain. Can you imagine if we use all of it? So imagine that there are hundreds of thousands of life forms out there that are far more advanced than we are. They're light beings. They have a different technology than we have. They want to protect their space and their life situations. So they have to monitor us young ones. And they are. And I want you to realize this fact. Here are some of my notes recently concerning aliens. In my upcoming book, Mysteries Revealed, which I'm writing now, I have information that will wake you up about alien contact. A former astronaut claims that aliens came to Earth in 1945 to prevent a nuclear war. It's Edgar Mitchell. He was our sixth astronaut. He claims that high-ranking government officials witnessed aliens during testings throughout the 1940s. And they were in Los Alamos, New Mexico. They hovered over our first nuclear test in the White Sands deserts of New Mexico. It is no mistake that aliens have shown up after we developed atomic weapons. Our military and NASA group has continued to see evidence of this throughout the 20th and 21st century. This is the result of a threat that we pose to the cosmos and to the universes. And suddenly, last month in Los Alamos, New Mexico, they had been testing nuclear bombs. As they were doing their testing in the desert, an unidentified aircraft hovered over the area and disintegrated the test. This is true and documented. What a sigh of relief. We need this intervention because of the small human ego. We need universal intervention because we will destroy ourselves. And there's another story. Around 2008, there were 9 tanks going across the deserts of Israel. And this was in the Palestinian-Israel war. And they had nuclear warheads on the tanks, and they were going to use it in combat. Well, a bunch of ships landed in the desert, and they were told telepathically to turn around and go back. Of course, they refused, and they got out their guns. But let me ask you something. How can you shoot light? We don't know how to shoot light. And these were light beings. So the ships disintegrated one of the tanks in 3 seconds. When the others saw that, they turned around and they went back. This is true. This has been documented. And if you look, I guess, in the records of the military, you'll find the proof. So remember, we need this intervention because we will destroy ourselves with our misguided beliefs. We need this especially now. The planetary aspects are so dense and dangerously negative right now. We need to have universal help. There was a great teacher I would like you to look up. Google her. Her name was Hilda Charlton. She taught at St. John the Divine for 17 years. Hilda Charlton. And there are books about her. And she talked about this all the time. So look her up and see how you can enlighten yourself. As we look back over 60 years ago when Saturn and Jupiter were in the same place that they are now, it was 1963. That was the Kennedy assassination. Something along those lines is set to happen again this next week. It's an awakening, or what I call a tower moment. This is coming within the next few weeks. As we look at the huge division between people right now with political and religious views, this energy does not come from the divine. This energy is hate. It is sheer, utter evil and darkness. Together, we have to gather and reach for the light. Remember? Let's go around the world and hold our hands out and hold on to each other and reach for the light. These people that are in the belief of destruction, hate, violence, and war, their views are full of contempt, righteousness, justification. And for them to change their views means that they would lose their belief system along with their identity. The old is dying away. The new generation is very aware of what I'm talking about. This new earth that's coming will not have any part of these old, old ways. Look at the current leadership. They are not open to positive changes that will come about, that need to come about. The changes that are a part of developing a deep spirituality and living through our intuition. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, Jewish, Christian, Islamic, Hindu, Buddha, we all have to come together. We are all human. We are all part of a spiritual divine force placed on planet Earth. This is what we have to recognize in order to get through these times. You have to know this truth deep within you. You are the power. Because you are a part of divinity. You are a part of God. You are a part of a supreme being and supreme energy. This supreme energy that you have within you is pure, unconditional love. And when you come from center, from this place of feeling it, knowing it, expressing it, you will be coming from a place of joy, peace, and gratitude. Remember what I said, and many people don't believe this. When you come from a place of love and pure beauty, you will see that this planet Earth is beautiful. You will not want to litter it or defy it in any way. You will not want to harm it with chemicals or hurt it in any way. Why would we want to hurt it? Why would we want to harm others? This is wrong. Even harming others emotionally, attacking them, sarcastic jokes, putting them down, being insensitive to others' feelings, stealing, refusing to work or to help others. How can we do that? This is not the reality of the divine. When you surrender to the divine, you will come from a place of happiness because the divine wants you to be happy. Appreciate life. Appreciate the love in this world, the love coming from others, and it will be reflected back to you. This is the grace and the beauty of God. This is a great life lesson. Decide to leave this place of duality, hate, and darkness. Come to a place of unconditional love, and you will have an impact and effect that will change the course of the world. And you didn't have to do anything but sit in a quiet place, maybe play Ardas or some beautiful music, and meditate. Go within. Allow your guides to come in. Allow the energy to come in. And it will change you, and it will change the course of your life, and it will change the course of the world. The reason I'm talking about this tonight, right now, is because of the time of year it is, when the veil is the thinnest. Halloween. Tuesday is November 1st, which is All Saints Day. The planets are causing deep stress at this time. And this is when the love needs to come in and be expressed. When you put that out there, when you put the love out there, when you meditate and you send out love and healing to others, you will absolutely receive it. It will boomerang back to you. It's invisible energy. It is the power and the blessings of the divine. And guess what? It's part of everyone. Everyone. Open your hearts. We've come to the end of the show, and we have a wonderful meditation. I'm playing a song by Elaine Silver that's very special. We are all one. And then we're going to do the guided meditation, breathe into the heart. And we're going to end with Richard Schulman, "We can live together in peace." And that's universally, right through the center of that galaxy and out to all the other worlds and all the other beings. Thank you. I love you, and I'll see you next week.
I hear it and know with my being, spirit is what I am seeing, for God is all there is, and we are all one, we are all one, we are all one with it. The winds of love are blowing. I hear it and know with my being. Spirit is what I'm seeing. For God is all there is, and we are all.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper, very gently, very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're
you're going back down into your heart, up to your angels, down to your heart, up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music
Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.